T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
With Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the score. Brad Biggs is the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to the station and a valued friend, and he joins us, as all guests do, on the Busey Bank Score Hotline, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Big Zay!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, yeah, you tell us. We know that you had a chance to watch some practice. Seems like the Justin Fields, DJ Moore show continuing pretty well. Seems like same people there, same people not there, same questions arising. Anything different, anything special, anything jump out to you?
Nothing really jumped out yesterday, although talking to some of the coaches and then watching them, you know, you're seeing the young cornerbacks come on pretty quickly. I'm talking about the draft picks, Tyreek Stevenson with an interception yesterday. Terrell Smith, both catching some praise from a new defensive backs coach, John Hoke. Hoke also pretty upbeat and positive about Jalen Johnson, said he's been involved in meetings via Zoom, even though he hasn't been there, that he's been asking questions. So that's good to hear. In terms of Johnson, who, you know, maybe shows up sooner rather than later. Of course, remember, he wasn't present for this portion of the program a year ago. As far as the quarterback wide receiver thing, that's good. And it's something you'll hear in about, every city that has an NFL team in America. If the quarterback and wide receiver can't play pitch and catch without a pass rush, without the DB being able to use hands on the wide receiver, you've got a major problem. But them just kind of getting a feel for one another, yeah, I think that's positive. And then, hey, you know, let's listen to what the coach said. He was asked if the Bears are interested in any free agent pass rushers, and Matt Eberflus said, "We're interested in a lot of free agents." So as I've told you guys for quite some time, I would believe that they bring in another edge rusher option here at some point. Eberflus went on to say, "We're interested in a lot of guys at all positions right now. There's not superstars on the street, but they could probably get an edge rusher that will help them, even if that player doesn't keep opposing offensive coordinators up on Saturday nights before the game."
Brad, Courtney Cronin, who covers the Bears, said that Jalen Johnson reported on the four-letter network this morning that he will be at OTAs next week, and he's been dealing with some things off the field. The Bears said what they have said. Is how big of an issue do you think this is? Is this just, if he shows up, it's one of those things that ends up being something that is insignificant in retrospect?
Well, like I said, Jalen Johnson didn't volunteer for the voluntary portion of the offseason program a year ago, and it wasn't. And that was when you had a brand new GM and a brand new head coach and a brand new defensive coordinator and a new system and all that, and it was a non-issue then. So I don't think it's an issue now. I really don't. You know, Hoke said yesterday that he might be arriving soon. So I think that's only a positive for them. you know, keep in mind when Jalen Johnson did show up last year, you know, he's running not with the first team at first, which that's not a surprise either. You got a new staff there. They're going to put the guys that have been present and putting in the time out there originally. Of course, we all knew way before the season would get going that he would be their top cornerback, and he's probably their best cornerback right now. So I think this is one of those storylines that has to be discussed and mentioned at this time of year. But this you know, the guy did it last year, which is more newsworthy when you have a new regime and new coaching staff.
Yeah, I think, Brad, that if he were to miss a mandatory thing, that would be a story. But at this point, it's more of the same, effectively, right? And even, you know,
he's not the only guy.
Exactly.
Let's talk about Nate Davis, the right guard, who they paid in free agency, and it's a little unclear where he's at. But and again, they only let reporters out there one day a week. So could Nate Davis be there? Could he be rolling into the parking lot right now? Sure. Anything's possible. But that guy got a $30 million three-year contract from the Bears. And generally speaking, guys that get paid get on board right away.
But he's also a guy that doesn't have a past with the Bears. And maybe that's a negative, but I'd also think he's not been somebody who you question, right, in terms of his commitment level.
They just paid him, Dave.
Like $30 million, right?
Yeah. You just got the.
But Brad, doesn't the league? I mean, does the Players Association tell guys not to show up at different things? I know that the coaching staff wants them to.
Voluntary.
Yeah, exactly. It is.
Yeah.
Much as voluntary is actually mandatory, it's voluntary.
Right. And to me, the bigger issue, remember, was it 2020? I'm trying to think back. Matt Nagy, they got the spring thing rolling, and almost no one, the only guy on defense that was there really was Roquan, because he was trying to get paid, and we know how that situation ended up working out for him. But basically all the defensive starters were MIA. Does that affect them? I don't know. Listen, will Jalen Johnson be a step behind when they get going in training camp? I don't think so. The only guys that are going to be a little bit behind in training camp are guys that might be dealing with some physical issues.
Kyler Gordon talked yesterday about how the comfort level with him playing outside was developing, and maybe he is more comfortable there, but he's willing to play the nickel because he's good at it. It's an opportunity. The team needs him to do that, and he's capable. But, Brad, I do wonder, at some point in time, I mean, is that going to be something that is worth keeping an eye on, his development at the nickel spot, and wondering if he's more natural given his skill set on the outside? Because is he playing there because they have to play him there because they don't have anybody else? And in doing so, are you affecting his development?
You need three cornerbacks that you feel are really good starters. Minimum of three. And so whether Gordon is inside or outside, you know, I think he's basically been playing inside here this offseason thus far. And because they believe he's a really good nickel option, and he played a lot of that for them a year ago. And I think probably moving him back and forth last year might have been one of the reasons why Matt Eberflus said that things were kind of moving fast for him. You know, to paraphrase, Eberflus actually it was Alan Williams, talked about the RPMs being, you know, always running high for Kyler Gordon last year as a rookie, which is not uncommon for first-year players in the league, right? I mean, it takes a while for the game to slow down. So in primarily putting him in one spot and keeping him there for most of the time, at least right now, I think you maybe get a chance to get hopefully some better play out of him. Inside, outside, I think you put him at one spot and you let him kind of lay down a foundation and grow a little bit. By taking Tyrique Stevenson in the second round, they're telling you they believe he can be a starter for him. And I think he's definitely more of an outside player. So this seems to make sense to me. And then they've got Terrell Smith, who, again, John Hoke spoke pretty highly of yesterday. They need more corners. They need more quality depth at that position. And your nickel's probably going to be on the field, I mean, maybe close to 80% of the snaps. So whether he's inside or outside, I don't look at that as a real difference these days, especially if he can help them mix it up a little bit and be a little bit more varied, because he's he's not bad as a blitzer from time to time.
Brad, I'd like to get back to the edge rusher thing for a second. It seems as if they've talked about making moves, but they haven't made any moves. And I'm just curious, from your perspective, would a move be could you imagine them trading a draft pick for a player at this point? That seems a little bit unlikely to me. They also have, they have first dibs on anybody that might be cut, right? They had the worst record in the league, so they would have an advantage if they wanted to work the waiver wire. Last year we saw them bring on a lot of players, not veteran players. They brought a lot of guys that they had looked at or maybe liked that they wanted to get another look at, younger guys. Is that, are they still kind of hunting for that kind of help as more of a guy that fits the profile of the younger player, as opposed to looking at a guy that you would sort of have a rental player with? How do you believe they view that?
Well, the younger player that kind of fits that model, that's going to be a guy that maybe has some attributes that you look at the position, but no proven track record.
Right.
Like, young pass rushers aren't going to be placed on waivers.
No.
If a veteran pass rusher is cut, he's not going to be subject to waivers because he's going to be a veteran. He'll just become a free agent immediately. I wrote about possibilities about 3 weeks ago, guys, and there were about 10 of them, veterans with experience rushing the passer. I don't see a trade being an option, to kind of answer the first part of your mm-hmm. question. I don't see them giving up a draft pick. There were two possibilities that I know teams have kind of poked around on a little bit, and one of them has been traded. Za'Darius Smith, about a week after that article, was traded from the Vikings to the Cleveland Browns. And then another option that a lot of people thought would be available this offseason, Carl Lawson restructured his contract with the Jets. So he'll be staying in place, it looks like, in New York. And he would have been a potential trade candidate. So now you're looking at guys on the street, Frank Clark, to go alphabetically, Frank Clark, Jadeveon Clowney, Carlos Dunlap, Leonard Floyd, Justin Houston, Melvin Ingram, Yannick Ngakoue, Robert Quinn. Ngakoue's maybe the youngest of that bunch. I think he's 28.
And worked with Flusi, right? Knows Flusi.
No, he did not. He showed up in Indianapolis, I believe, after Flusi left. Oh. And Ngakoue's kind of been this, will rush, has the ability to rush quarterback, will travel. He's been with five teams since 2019. And he gets at least 8 sacks every year, but he keeps bouncing around. He doesn't play the run particularly well. They would probably look at him as a designated pass rusher. But you ask yourself at this point, it's June 1, why is this guy on the street? Why is Leonard Floyd on the street? Obviously, they set their asking price above what anyone was willing to pay. And so it's kind of a waiting period. And the Bears need to get help here. Ryan Poles needs to get a player for that defense that can help him out a little bit. But I think he also wants to stay the course, right? And when you talk about stay the course, you keep that long-range plan in mind. He has been pretty transparent
Yeah, but long-range plan has got to include getting to the quarterback at some point. You got to get to the quarterback.
No, no question. But he told you earlier this offseason, hey, there's still going to be parts of our roster that aren't where we want them to be this season, that we can't get it all done. I think they need to go get help, but you want it? Are you going to be the team that gives some lucrative deal to Ngakoue where you're on the hook for a lot of money, whereas the Colts didn't do it and the Raiders didn't do it, and he was briefly in Minnesota. So I think it's a kind of a waiting game right now. And if you don't have that pass rusher show up until training camp starts, I don't think the guy's going to be behind. We're not talking about a complicated position to learn, hey, what's my role in the defense?
Get ball. See ball, get ball. Quarterback, rather. All right, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, Brad.
Have a great day, guys.
That is our man, Brad Biggs, the football man from the Chicago
Tribune. I like that he put the choices in alphabetical order.